I hate that I said tickle your fancy, but it felt right. It felt right at the time. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for women who are just beginning their beer journey, or for ladies who love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the gal pal you never knew you had. And today I'm your beer and your gift guide. Well, bam, here we are in the middle of holiday season. And if you've listened to any prior episodes of mine, you've probably gathered and heard me talking about how I'm just not a great gift giver. It's just not my love language. And actually, before I started recording this episode, I was literally frantically clicking around Google and Etsy, searching little things like gifts for tech boyfriend, cute gift ideas for dog, gifts for fancy sister. What do I give my sister when she has a house like Martha Stewart? And I can't tell you how relieved I am that I think I'm done with all of my shopping. Like, my anxiety level clicked down like 3 levels, but I'm sure a number of you out there are still trying to come up with cute things to get your friends and family. And today I am here to help. So on this episode, I'm going to focus on something that I'm actually really great at, which is beer gifting. What creative gifts can you give to the craft beer beginners and fanatics in your life? Let's go. Now, quick disclaimer before I totally hop into all of my boozy ideas. Shipping beer is hard. I don't know why it's so hard. It seems like other spirits have figured out how to get them in the mail, but each state has different rules, and most major shipping carriers and postal carriers that at least I've looked at are not going to let you ship like a 6-pack of beer. So if you're looking to gift to someone far away, just kind of keep that in mind. Today, I'm going to talk about some ideas that have beer in them. Some also just are like beer adjacent. So just kind of keep that in the back if you're shipping across the country or you can't drive this gift to someone or give it to them in person. So, okay, let's hop into my thoughts. Now, my family in particular has really enjoyed gifting events instead of things for 2 reasons. Number one, our houses are already full of crap. Well, okay, that's not really fair. It's not, like I said, my sister has like a Martha Stewart house. So her house is not full of crap, but like, we already have the cute things to put on the visible shelves or on the fireplace. So like, there's not really extra room for like tchotchke things. The second reason, it seems like my family is kind of in like a transient phase. We're still like moving around a little bit. So it's just kind of annoying to pack up extra stuff. So we've been giving each other experiences more often than not. And not only is it not going to get like stuck on a shelf, but when you gift an experience, typically the gifter or the gift buyer buys a couple of tickets. So one for themselves and one for the giftee. So really, not only does the receiver get to do something cool, but part of the gift is spending time together. And like, I'm pretty close with my family. So I love that. I think sometimes that's even better than the gift. This feels very like beautiful Christmas old hands, but So that's what we're going to talk about today. You guys know I can chatter and I can get kind of rambly, and I already kind of am, especially just when I get excited. So today I'm limiting myself to 3 big gifting ideas, but you know, if these just aren't working for you and you want like a brainstorm gal pal to help you out with some other beer gift ideas, send me a little Instagram message just at Beer Feelings and I'll be happy to help out. But yeah, gonna try and be like not rambly today and we'll just see. I mean, we all know it's not gonna happen. So let's get into gift 1, which is a brewery event. Now, there is such a wide variety of fun things going on at breweries. All you have to do is hop on the Facebook page of your favorite brewery or their website. Just look for an events tab up top and be inspired. I know I personally, through Beer Feelings, as well as a few other business ventures, have hosted 5Ks, art classes, terrarium workshops, like really like we just sit and drink and feel sometimes at my event. But I've also seen boot camps, food pairings, cheese pairings, Girl Scout cookie pairings, comedy shows. Really, like, the sky is the limit when it comes to brewery events, because it's already kind of like a fun and flirty space. So it makes sense that there's going to be fun and flirty events going on. Now, if you're looking to do something with me and beer feelings specifically, and you live in Denver, I'll actually be at Lady Justice Brewing in Aurora on the 11th to do a flights and feelings event in the afternoon. So I'll go ahead, I'll throw the link in the show notes. It is before Christmas, so maybe it's a pre-Christmas gift and you just say like, hey, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Happy Winter Solstice. When is the winter solstice? This is the ramble, guys. But really, if you can't find at least one event that you're excited to do at a brewery, you're not looking hard enough, let me help you. Now, what do you do if you don't live in the same town, right? Like, how are you supposed to do a brewery event? Well, I have an answer for that too. Just hop onto a site like Eventbrite or kind of like an events hub and type in the search bar, virtual beer blank. So like virtual beer yoga, virtual beer ballet, virtual beer dancing, whatever you want to do, and see what you can see. I know 2020, although a really unfortunate year and a frustrating year, helped to step up everyone's virtual game. And now we all kind of get to reap the benefits for it. So gift idea number one, brewery event. All right. Gift idea number two is a DIY beer tasting. So if you're like cutesy and arts and craftsy, or you like giving gifts that you create a little bit more, or you have like more of a hand in, this is a great option for you. So all you really need to do is 4 to 6 beers, depending on how many people you want to do this with or gift it to, and then a variety of snacks to play around with. The goal here, if you're putting one of these together, is have a lot of different flavor combinations. So for the beer, I would get kind of a mix as diverse as you can get. And I would do the same for the food. So just using the food as an example, I would make sure that there's something salty in there, something sweet in there, something with a bold flavor, something that's more mild, maybe like a warm dish and like a chilled dish. We're just looking for a mix. If I were putting this together, what I would do is I would go to my liquor store, just my lovely neighborhood liquor store, and go to the single section of the beer world. And I would just pick up a couple of singles that look funky to me. Maybe I haven't tried, maybe stick like 1 or 2 favorites in there. But that's where I would start. And then for food, I would order one of those cute charcuterie boards, because really any opportunity to eat those, I will. If anyone listening is looking to give me a gift, a charcuterie board is never wrong. So that's what I want. But when you're doing DIY, really no wrong way to do this. The point is to build kind of your own playground so you can mix and match, experiment. Not every pairing is going to make a lot of sense, but you're going to learn and laugh a whole lot. Now, I know I just said shipping beer is hard. So if you are looking to do a DIY tasting with someone that isn't in your own home, there's a few services out there who figured out how to get beer either to yourself for you to order or to somebody that you know, using some local partners. So a few that I've used that have worked out really well are Taver, Drizzly, as well as Beer Drop. So if you're looking to get beer to other people, take a look at those. Now, if you are using any of these kind of beer shipping, shopping organizations, don't worry about getting the exact same kinds of beers for you to drink as well as the rest of your tasters. I would just focus on getting the same styles and similar snacks and then still playing around. So you still kind of have some common tools. So get a lager, get an amber, get a peach sour. You guys get what I'm saying. Okay. On to gift idea number 3. It's going to come as a huge surprise, but it is a beer feelings box. Now, these boxes, if you haven't heard me talk about them before, have everything that you or someone you know needs to have the ultimate boozy and bougie craft beer spa night at home. All you have to do, like literally no energy needed on this, hop on to beerfeelings.com, click on the store button, choose whatever you want, and I will take care of the rest. each of these signature boxes focuses around a big feelings moment. So we cover everything from bridal to birthdays to you did it to all my day drinkers out there. We have something for you. And each of the boxes includes a fun and flirty glass with curves like a lady, a salt or sugar to throw on the rim of the glass. So again, we're playing with flavor still. And then two beer or hops infused spa products. Now, I have 7 signature kits that I would highly recommend because they do come with a little mini site with some extra tips and tricks on what the products are, how to use them, a little playlist. So I would recommend using the signature kits. But if you want to totally go rogue and create something of your own, 100%, there are no rules on the website. You'll see how to do it once you log in there. But these are really great for helping a fellow babe create kind of an at-home oasis and escape from reality. Or again, if you're looking to do something together, it would be a really fun girls' night in. Think like middle school sleepover, but you're an adult and can drink. So even better. You could do this either in person or over Zoom. We can ship just one kit, couple kits to one place, or send them nationwide. So if you're curious about these, head to the site. I'm feeling rambly already, but you know, guys, like I said earlier, I have a million different ideas on how to get beer. So if these don't tickle your fancy, let me know. I hate that I said tickle your fancy, but it felt right. It felt right at the time. But in an effort to not be rambly today and failing at it, that's going to be it for this episode. Make sure you guys tune in next week. I have a really cool guest lined up, and I am so excited to share more information about beer and making it fun and flirty with you guys. So no matter what you are doing today, I hope that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. I'm rooting for you to get your holiday shopping all done. I hope this helped. Cheers, and I'll catch everybody next week.